Chapter 1. I wish I'd known that having children radically changes your schedule. I remember the Sunday morning our daughter was born. I woke up to hear Carolyn saying, "I'm having contractions." "What does that mean?" I asked. "I think the baby is coming."
"Really?"
"Yes, I think we need to go to the hospital." So I quickly dressed and we were off to the hospital. I had never experienced having a baby, nor had she. We were both excited, but more than a little naive. We'd been married 3 years, and we were ready to have a child, or so we thought. We had always planned to have children. When we were dating, Carolyn said that she wanted to have 5 boys. She was from a large family. I was in love, so I said, "Whatever you want is fine with me." I had no idea what I was saying. However, on that morning, I was ready for our first one. We did not know whether it would be a girl or a boy. I know this is hard to believe, but this was before ultrasound machines. Until the baby came out of the birth canal, one never knew. I must confess, this added to the excitement. Another thing you will find hard to believe is that in those ancient days, husbands were not allowed to be in the delivery room. I think the nurses got tired of catching fainting husbands. So it was deemed best if they stayed in the waiting room. In fact, the doctor said to me, "It is going to be several hours, so I think if you would like, you can go back to the church and preach your sermon and then come back. You will have plenty of time." He knew that I was a pastor at a small church in town. I was shocked at this suggestion, but thought, why not? I can tell the congregation about the good news. So I did. At the end of the sermon, I said, "I will not be at the door to greet you this morning because earlier this morning I took Carolyn to the hospital. The baby should be coming soon, and I am going back to the hospital." I sensed that the ladies were upset that I had not stayed at the hospital, but after all, I was simply following the doctor's suggestion. At any rate, when I got back to the hospital, all was calm in the waiting room. 10 minutes later, the nurse burst into the room and said, "Congratulations, you are the father of a baby girl." I followed her into the delivery room, where I saw our baby lying on Carolyn's stomach. She said,